placing yourself toward the teaching means that you allow yourself to be guided and led by life with an understanding, feeling, sense of that connection to the guiding spirit that exists and following it, using it as the leading tool that step by step unfolding as a means to go further in your own particular living, the situations of daily life, and also the unfolding of that guidance, inspiration, and teachings which lead you toward a realization, toward a greater realization and understanding of yourself and the world, people, your relationship to all these things, and what to do and how to do it. Not trying to figure it out so much intellectually, not relying on externals or superficial or conditioning, but rather from the guidance and inspiration and knowing and feeling that comes from within and it exists as part of the universe. Now, how do you do that? It's all well and good to say, well, you can establish a relationship, but how do you actually go about it? The very first step is to recognize, not only intellectually, although this is a very first step in the process, but the very first general step is to recognize and accept that there is such a thing that I call or is called the teaching or guidance that exists. If you question that, wonder about it at all, then your first step will be to assess your condition, your situation, and if you actually wish to find out about that or not. If you don't, then don't go any further. If you do, then you can use some of the talks that were given previously as a means to feel your way through, so to speak. Use them as intermediate or connecting links through which you can get a better sense and feeling, a perception of the teaching of the guiding spirit. You do this by suspending the intellect at least a little bit for a while and attempting to attune to the breath and words and sense and feeling behind the words that come through. In other words, that perspective from which and through which the words come. And this means that you've got to not only suspend the thinking process a little, but you've got to find a way to connect through breath and heart and intention toward the receptivity, toward being receptive to that. That's the story, or part of the story, of the Zen master pouring tea, continuing to pour tea with the intellectual professor who's asking to be taught Zen. In other words, you empty yourself out, you become receptive to that. You can use this through your intention, your breath, breathing in the left nostril with hands that are up, arms that are up, turning to the left. There are many other practices that can be used so that you place yourself more in a receptive mode. And by doing so and then quieting the mind, how do you do this? You replace the thinking process and the words that come from that with the feeling, and you can again strengthen the control of mind by consciously focusing on a particular thing, by following your breath, counting breath, but all of it is attunement. And if you catch and sense and feel what situations you've been in, the conditions you've been in certain situations in which you've been really receptive, quiet and not thinking so much, you can bring them back up to yourself, place yourself toward that, connect to them through through feeling, through immersing yourself in that those qualities, and then placing, you extending that to place it toward the teaching, toward that guidance, and you'll find that the characteristics or qualities will transfer over to that. The first step is becoming aware of something that exists, that is that guiding spirit in teaching. And that first step can be a utilization of the previous talks in which you gain or can gain different senses and feelings of what it is. If it's if they're approached strictly on an intellectual basis, then you'll lose out on that potential benefit or much of that potential benefit until you become receptive to that. The next thing that can be useful is to place yourself in conditions or situations and remember situations that have existed in which you got inspiration or guidance or intuition. And consider if you followed it or did not follow it, and then what took place as a result of that. What are the conditions you are in? What is the quietness of mind? What is the receptivity? What is the what were you trying to accomplish? And what were you relating to at that time? If you examine these more, you'll find within yourself the personal conditions that you need to be in or have been in which you are receptive to a greater conveyance or spirit of guidance. This will help placing yourself toward the teaching or placing yourself in a receptive manner. But the first step is to become aware that there is indeed the existence of something like guidance, intuition, that spirit of teaching, leading, unfolding that exists. So these are two or three ways that you can approach that and strengthen it. Finally, when you get a sense of that, that there is something that exists, again, you have to look and examine your intention. Because, as I said, intention is the means that opens the door toward that next step. Whatever it is that you are intending, or your real intention is, that will open the way for that to be filled. This is where the statement of intention is the key to capacity comes. And so, examine your own awareness and your own desires. Do you really, truly feel to be led and guided by the universe, by yourself that is real, by that intuition, that spirit of teaching, or would you prefer not to have that as your primary means of guidance? Would you like to rely instead on something else? And this is a very serious condition to consider. Once you have settled that to your own satisfaction, that you really feel to place yourself toward the universe guiding you to what is best for yourself and to do, then you have to also recognize in a more specific manner that you've been involved all sorts of things in your life, and you do many things, and then to consider and reassess each one of them, perhaps as being in harmony with that guiding spirit. And you can do this again by placing yourself toward the intuition and guidance and feeling, and whether it lifts, whether it opens and strengthens what you're doing or decisions you've made or not. But the main intention is what you're after here, that you intend to, that your intention, your real desire, your heart is placed toward being led by the guiding spirit that exists in the world, comes to you constantly through your heart, that speaks to you constantly through the mind, that finds a way through life to lead you. And you examine the incidents that have taken place in your life and the benefits or drawbacks, blocks that have come out as a result of that, and whether you gained or not. Examine clearly and dispassionately, which means dealing with a lot of the conditioning that you have, whether life is indeed unfolding and guiding and leading you in some manner or manners, and whether you're in the condition to be able to learn from that, or you wish to learn from that. If you don't, in any case, then you've just placed your intention away from being involved in a relationship of following that guiding spirit. Now this again, this is intention. So your intention has to be pure and clear and placed toward that one being that exists, and that one guiding spirit that exists, if you want to. Now, how do you do that more? Again, we've given you some practices to do by attuning the breath, heart, and feeling toward the talks that have been given previously. You use the intuition to examine again the feeling in which situations or the condition you're in when you got a sense of what to do or not to do, the sense of guidance that you had, whether you followed or not, and what took place as a result of that. You examine again the learning or non-learning that's taking place through the unfolding of experiences of life. Other ways you can do this is to attune the heart and breath to the highest you feel exists that you can connect to. And then by placing yourself in a receptive manner, turning to the left, hands up, being receptive, breathing the left nostril, quieting the thinking and moving toward feeling more, ask yourself the question, ask the universe, life the question, what should I be doing? Guide me, beloved. You place your heart to the ideal of that which knows and leads clearly, sensibly, knowing it will unfold and guide you and lead you to that next step, and then listen. You have to pay attention and listen. So, attuning, quieting the breath and trying to point it toward that same feeling and condition of receptivity and putting yourself into it is a key. And in doing this, you have to be able to focus, because your thinking, every time you think, will take you out of that and put you into a positive situation, positive relationship toward that guidance. In other words, you're telling it what you want. Here you've got to be able to be receptive and listen, feel to that voice, what that voice is saying. Now, if you are unable to control your thinking and your mind to the point where you attempt to focus on a object, let's say even an external object like a like a dot on a wall, or to follow your breath going in and out, or to look at a book or anything of this nature, and just simply look, feel, experience, and not have the mind wander, then you'd find a great benefit in doing some practices of concentration and focus and strengthening that ability. If you're unable to place yourself in a receptive situation, opening yourself up to that, then you'll have to be able to practice that portion. Put the two together, then you have an opportunity to actually receive from that guiding spirit that exists. So these are starting points. These are beginning points. Then when you get a sense or feeling or guiding spirit to you, that sense of what to do or not to do, and here you can delineate these specifics by while you are in that receptive mode, while you are connected to that teaching, to the guiding being, you can either do it in a general sense of guide me and lead me to what is best and then feel what comes to you, or you can place very specific questions, so to speak, or situations, and see how you feel as a result of that. For example, should I be going to school now? Should I be working at this job now? Whatever it happens to be, rather than trying to figure out intellectually for what you desire or don't desire, suspend all of that and quieting the mind, following the breath, placing yourself in that receptive mode, see and feel what comes to you. And then you've got to be able to perceive it. In other words, you've got to listen. You've got to listen to that sense and feeling behind, through which that guidance comes. And when that finally starts to come to you, it can be strong or weak. It's like a water through the hose, and depends on the receptivity as to how much the flow is going to be to you. And it depends also on the timing, the speaking of the universe. So you can't force it. You have to be receptive to, which means you're not making life do it at your beckoning, but you are responding to that. You are placing yourself in the hands of that guidance. And if you're unwilling or unable to do that, then it's not going to be able to guide you in that manner, at least not until you are. And so there'll be another series of incidents to take place. If you keep that the condition of intention, in which you will grow toward that, by placing yourself in continued trial and error, and continuing to quiet the mind, connect the breath to that guiding spirit that you know now exists, that feeling of the teaching, you'll find that it's present more and more, and then you'll be able to perceive that presence, and then you'll be able to get a sense and feeling through the relationship you have of what is being expressed to you. Now, following that is whether when you get an understanding of what to do or not to do, or what is the right next step or steps, whatever it happens to be, and then you have to make a choice to follow that or not, or modify it in some way based on your own intellect or desires or fears or worries or aversions. And if you do any of the latter, that is, modify it in any way, then you're not following the true guidance, the teaching that comes to you. And that means that your intention is really not to follow that. You'll still get what you want, but it's going to be within the framework of the consciousness and the attitude and the heart of what you really wish to do or don't wish to do. And that changes the perspective in relationship to the teaching. So this is a constant situation in which you continue to place yourself in this receptive manner, listening, feeling, and then acting, doing, not doing, based on what you perceive, and then modifying that, looking again for the finer within, until you're finally connected more and more strongly, until that becomes a natural, more natural way of living. And these are only a couple of the ways that this takes place. Now, when you do this, you also have the option to determine or set the parameters of how you wish the guiding spirit to lead you. In other words, if you are determining that what you wish is guidance from life to make as much money as you can, you'll get a different set of instructions or guidance or unfolding of the teaching than if you were to place yourself within the real toward the highest and being of value to yourself and to society and other people going forward. And if you limit that only to the physical realm, then that's the realm or relationship or scope of what the guidance will act. And so you have preliminaries in this also in which you may determine the range of which you're getting the guidance. And within that framework, you can always ask the question or pose the situation to the universe, to life, to the teaching that exists, to that spirit of guidance. What is it that I should be placing myself toward? You don't even have to figure that part out. What is the best thing for me to place myself toward now? I'm open and willing to what your guidance is, beloved. My beloved teaching spirit, that guidance of one. You can place yourself toward this through tuning to different teachers, masters, prophets, looking at their faces also as part of the guide. Or if you're in a relationship with a teacher, a real teacher, and then also connecting through breath and heart to and through that one as being the guiding spirit or part of it, in addition to any physical conversation you might have. Following this, you might determine that you wish to seek the highest, the greatest that you can reach. What would be the highest and best and most real that you can go toward? Guide me in this. And if that's the case, then your relationship to the teaching leads you toward, or will lead you toward, and unfold more and more toward the realization of oneself, and then placing yourself toward the activity of living within this world and other worlds. And that will be the topic of the next little conversation.